Good morning, Scott. This is Stephen Curtis Chapman calling you.
Hi, Scott. I'm Michael Steed. How are you?
Hi, Scott. This is Hillary Scott.
Hey, Scott. David Kenneman from Bonner.
Hi, this is David Lee from Hillsong Worship. How are you?
Scott, it's Toby, man. What's up?
Hey, Scott. This is Blake. I'm in favor.
That was just a great interview. I love listening to your interview, Scott. You really get personal with them, and that's too cool.
Start your day with Scott. Weekday mornings on SOS Radio.
We're talking to Dr. Alveda King on SOS Radio. She's the Director of African American Outreach for Priests for Life. Good morning.
Good morning to you and your listening audience. How are you today?
Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Thank you. And I apologize for the background noise. I was trying to find a little place and I walked into a work area.
Now, Dr. King, tell me about your life growing up in the King family through the Civil Rights Movement.
Well, being a member of the King family, I'm the daughter of Reverend A.D. King. And he's the brother of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., of course. And I was born in 1951, and so I lived through the Civil Rights Movement. I marched, went to jail. My uncle, ML, of course, as the world knows, was shot in 1968. In 1969, my dad was choked and thrown in a swimming pool. So just amazingly, we lived through that. We forgave everybody, and we just kind of move on through life.
Both your uncle and your dad had a dream. And was there a part of that dream that your family felt like turned out a lot differently than maybe you thought it would when you were a child?
I don't think we thought about it. I think we lived it. So you never necessarily thought anyone would be shot or choked or killed. And you certainly would not want that to happen. But it did not keep us from marching and praying and trusting the Lord. So we were really able to just continue through the movement. We were able to do that.
How do you feel like your uncle's legacy is being represented today?
Well, I believe that the King family legacy is still alive. It's the dream of my uncle, but also his brother, my grandfather, and others. And so we just kind of went on through that. And so as we begin to love God, love each other, and pray, that's how we have always believed that the world would be a better place.
What do you think your dad and your uncle would want to be remembered by today if they were to put it in their own words now?
When Uncle ML preached his own eulogy, he said, don't tell them I got the Nobel Peace Prize or I got this and I got that. Just tell people I tried to help somebody. And that was the legacy that he left to us, a legacy of service, a legacy of forgiveness, and those types of things.
Yeah. In the past, in some of your writings, I've seen you say things like the Civil Rights Movement of today is a lot like the pro-life movement.
For me, from the womb or the conception of life until natural death, there should be human dignity. My uncle said we must all learn to live together as brothers, and I add as sisters, or perish as fools. And we should live together with human kindness and human regard. That doesn't mean that we'll always agree with each other, but we must regard people's right to believe as they believe. And we should not be taking up weapons with words or weapons like guns and things like that. But we should be able to talk and communicate nonviolently. And that's a very important part of our legacy.
That's Dr. Alveda King on SOS Radio, and she's the niece of Martin Luther King Jr. Her new book, King Truths, releases this week, but we're going to talk about growing up in the King family and when she lost the life of her dad and when she lost her uncle and how that hit her as a child and how she learned to forgive coming up next. We're talking to Dr. Alveda King on SOS Radio today. She's the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King. And Alveda, how would you explain how your family's Christian beliefs really kept your heart open while dealing with so many difficult people who many hated your family and hated so much of what your family was fighting for?
Well, I remember my dad with my Uncle ML, Martin Luther King Jr. My dad is A.D. King, Alfred Daniel Williams King. When Uncle ML was shot, my reaction, I wanted to strike out. I wanted to hate somebody. I wanted to be angry. And I was crying, and I was like, I hate white people, Daddy. They killed Uncle Emil. They killed my uncle. My daddy said, Alveda, we can't hate white people. They live with us. They march with us. They pray with us. They die with us. White people did not kill your uncle, my brother. The devil did. And so when he said that, he began to rock me and console me and talk about God and Jesus, love and forgiveness, that began to calm my heart. and that message of love and forgiveness. And, you know, even in the Bible, it actually says you can believe that a mountain will be removed and it'll be cast into the sea. So when you pray, forgive so that your Father in heaven can forgive you. So we're going to have to be more forgiving, and we're going to have to hear. And Daddy likes Acts 17:26, of one blood God made all people to dwell on the face of the earth. So if we're one blood, one human family, then certainly we can learn to love each other.
Wow. Well, tell me about the relationship between your dad, A.D. King, and his brother, Martin Luther King, and, you know, what that was like as a family.
We grew up as a family. There's the King family birth home. It's still in Atlanta, Georgia, on Auburn Avenue, where Christine King Ferris was born and her brothers Martin and Alfred. And so there were three of them. She's the oldest. Aunt Mel actually was the middle child, and then my dad, A.D., was what was called the baby. And they loved each other. They were brought up to love each other, to support and regard each other. I've done my best as a mother of six living children and nine grandchildren to communicate that same thing to them.
Now, Veda, what does the world not really understand about the civil rights movement and the sacrifice that your family really went through?
Well, I believe now that people are learning through movies like Selma and other pieces of information that are being released now in this century. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was a preacher, a man of God, an imperfect man who served and loved a perfect God. And the civil rights movement was founded in prayer with men and women who prayed and regarded and respected God and the Word of God. Love Jesus Christ. And so if we keep ourselves focused in that direction with that understanding, I believe that all is not lost. All hope is not lost. We have faith, we have hope, and we have love. And yet the greatest will always be love.
Talking to Dr. Alveda King on SOS Radio. She's Martin Luther King Jr.'s niece, and she's the daughter of A.D. King. Her new book, King Truths, releases this week.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.